Some of those killed in today's bombing in Baghdad will likely be buried in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf. The cemetery there is one of the largest in the world, a coveted last resting place for Shiite Muslims across the globe. The site is next to the tomb of Imam Ali, the Prophet Muhammad's son-in-law, and the man Shiites believe to be his true heir. The City of the Dead, called the Valley of Peace, holds the remains of millions. As NPR's Anne Gerrels reports, death is a welcome business in Najaf.
It's stunning by virtue of its size, not its beauty. Simple, unadorned towers of sand-colored bricks mark most of the crowded graves which stretch 6 miles into the desert. With about 125 new bodies buried here each day, the cemetery is growing fast. It's so big and so chaotic, it takes guides on a motorcycle to help families locate their plot. They're the sole guardians of this information, kept on scraps of paper or in their heads.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma anzilha manzilan mubarakan hasan wa anta khayrul munzilin.
Families come from miles, if not continents away, to bury their dead. Muhammad Hussein, in a dark suit, is one of the dozens of undertakers vying for their business.
The majority of Shia have a dream. They want to bring their dead here to Najaf in the belief they'll have the blessing of Imam Ali.
But Muhammad Hussein complains the central government makes it too expensive for Shiites outside Iraq wishing to be buried here.
Baghdad charges more than $3,000 to bring a body into the country, while a visa for a living person is only $40.
The rituals haven't changed for 1,000 years, and jobs here are handed down father to son. A body washer, whose family has worked here for as long as anyone can remember, carefully scrubs the corpse of an old man, so he will go to God as clean as a newborn. The body is then wrapped in a white shroud and placed in a rough coffin. Now 20, gravedigger Karal al-Amri began working here as a 10-year-old. Stripped down to work pants and bare feet, he chips away at the desert sand with a primitive trowel. He digs a deep hole and carves out a small cave. The body is removed from the coffin and placed inside. Despite its deep religious significance, the Valley of Peace has not been immune from the country's political turmoil. Under Saddam, Shiites hid here from his security forces. During 2004, Muqtada Sadr's Mehdi army hid weapons and fighters in the large crypts, drawing U.S. troops into a bloody battle among the gravestones. As sectarian violence exploded, Sergeant Abdul Wahab, head of cemetery security, received an additional 250 unidentified victims every week. But he says the last time that happened was 6 months ago. Still, security remains a concern with continued tensions between Muqtada Sadr's fighters and other Shiite groups. Sadr has created his own cemetery within the cemetery. It's a rare blaze of color with flags and posters honoring those who were killing fighting U.S. and Iraqi forces. Sergeant Abdul Wahad says the Sadrists consider these dead martyrs.
We have had problems with the Sadrists, but not right now.
To make it harder for fighters to hide here in the future, the local governor has banned the building of any tombs higher than knee level, what's called the Iranian style. Given its potential as a source of income, the governor also plans to clean up the cemetery, pave the paths, computerize the grave information, and build restaurants. There are rumors an outside company, possibly an Iranian one, may be hired to bring order. For people like gravedigger Kasser, these are unwelcome changes.
People won't accept the new ways. You can try to force them, but they won't accept it. The government won't be able to control this place.
But more than a millennium after Najaf first became a magnet for Shiite pilgrims, leaders here are determined to make the city a new symbol of Shiite political and economic power. And developing the City of the Dead, long suppressed by Saddam Hussein, is a key part of the program. Anne Gerrels, NPR News.